94 VRZ. Go ahead.
Hey man, sounding good. Whereabouts are you?
I'm on the bridge right now. I'm just going into Pinellas.
How's the reception on that little guy? Is it working?
Yeah, I mean, I would expect it to. I'm pretty elevated and right in line with the repeater right now.
Oh, no, no, I hear you. I mean, you just get a good little distance away. I did hear just a little pop there on your reply. But yeah, overall, you sounded pretty good, man. That's cool. What time do you actually leave the house?
It varies. Anywhere from 5:40 to 6 o'clock. I normally try to get out earlier, the better, obviously. But I gotta stop and get fuel, so I left that 5:40 this morning.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, just getting a little bit of noise. I think that's probably on my end. I'm still a good distance away with a tiny antenna for comparison to the tree height. That's good, man. Well, we need to take the little guy back to the doctor again. He vomited again last night. We're not 100% sure why, man. He's barely keeping food down.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I don't know. It's unfortunate, but yeah, by the way, on the pop, I'm hearing on my end too, so it's probably me. But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Like I said, I did hear about it.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. I mean, he's in good spirits and all that stuff, and we got him to eat and all that, and then he just got sick. It's just like, man, I don't understand, you know. It's like, he's doing pretty good, but we just don't know what it is, so we're just going to take him back just to see what's going on. I mean, that's going to be 4 trips to the doctor in 2 weeks, man. It's a good time.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know I had a little stomach thing. It wasn't that way. I'll just save the details. But anyways, it was like 2 or 3 days, man. I just wasn't feeling right, and I finally got rid of it. Got a good night of sleep finally, and I'm like, holy cow, I'm a different person. I mean, it was like a switch for me.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I hope that's all it is. I hope he just finally got it out, you know. Who knows? Because, I mean, yeah, it's just sometimes that's how things go, you know, viruses are funny like that. We had to start around a bunch of the stuff. I started to try to go into all kinds of, like, questions in my head, like, hey, okay, well, he was around all those animals at Nana's house. Like, what potentially could he have done, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what we kind of went through in Christina, like, what, where is it coming from, where is it, you know, trying to backtrack a little bit, and she was perfectly fine, so it's like, well, it's something I did by myself, obviously, you know, if you want to look at it that way, and it seemed near impossible to try to, you know, put your finger on things like that, because who knows how and when, and it affects everyone different, too.
Hey, man, talk a little louder or a little closer, one of the two. I wish these things had mic gain. Your modulation's good. It's just really low.
Yeah, I'm still, this microphone, I'm just not used to it 100%. Hopefully that's better now.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah, you almost have to be eating the thing. I mean, it's on you. And I'm sure you've noticed at this point, that's true of a lot of ham radios, right? It's nothing like the commercial guys. Almost every non-commercial radio, you almost have to eat the damn microphone to get it to work right. I think it's just a noise-canceling thing. Like, they keep the mic gain so low so you don't get the echoey and background noise thing.
Yeah, it's just something I got to get used to. And it's funny, too, because I'll hear some guys talk and they sound like way over-mod. You know what I mean? And it's either like, well, you got to... your quality of radio or your microphone's too close, but yeah, then you use something like this and you have to have the microphone closed, so it's, I don't know, it's a funny thing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate they don't make these radios, you know, have a mic gain, because that would be probably ideal, you know, just to tighten it up a little bit. Like, some guys have their stuff turned up so high that it's just noise, you know, it's like you don't want to talk to them, it just sounds terrible. You're in no, let's put it this way, there is no fear of that being a problem for you. You are way off the background there normally, but yeah, you came up a lot on the, since we talked about it.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, kind of, you know, in my mind, I also think about the DX10, you know, with the boom mic, and that you don't have to talk very loud at all.
can get out very well, but then again, you have mic gain control on that one. So, yeah. And a compressor, don't forget that. Yeah, it's, it definitely, you just don't have it. You just gotta be right up on it. I mean, right now, I probably sound maybe a little bit over mod, but I am about half an inch away. I mean, I'm talking directly into the thing.
You sound pretty good to me. I don't hear any over mod or anything. You sound actually very clean to me.
Yeah, just for reference, you are not even as a PWNT.